Tell me what it takes to be a dancer.
It takes commitment,
dedication, and willingness to sacrifice some things on the outside.
You need to love your body. I read a dance book once that said you should treat your body like a little puppy.
Dancing keeps us young.
And I honestly love being a dancer as an adult because, especially with modern dance, I feel like you bring so much of your life experience to it.
And kind of have to remove some of the things that become part of our adult lives.
You have to decide how important that is for you in your life. It's a decision.
But it's worth it because, I tell you what, when you sit in an office all day, you're like, I've got to move after this, so.
6, 7, 8. It's 8:30 on a chilly Saturday morning. The sun is starting to peek through the dozen or so windows in this large space with vaulted ceilings, a bank of mirrors at one end. The sound of bare feet padding on the wood floor echoes throughout the room. I found myself in a rehearsal by the oldest community modern dance collective in Bloomington, the Windfall Dancers. In 2006, they purchased an old church and transformed it into two dance studios, both with white oak sprung dance floors. I stopped by the building on Dunn Street in Bloomington to speak with Kay Olgis, the president of the board of directors. She told me how lucky Windfall was to have this space. There simply aren't spaces like this in Bloomington.
There are places where, you know, it's a nice open space, maybe has great lighting, things like that, but you're still on concrete or you're on tile or you're on just a wood floor laid over one of those things. So to have an actual sprung dance floor is pretty cool.
Well, and I guess really you're athletes. You're doing some pretty athletic, intense moves. And if you're constantly pounding your joints on concrete, yeah, that's not going to be good for your body.
And really, when we do workshops with the kids, we do put it in those terms as a parallel to athletics. They get that. They're exposed to that all the time. So we talk to them about you have to warm up. You can't just run in there and start jumping around or you're going to hurt yourself. And if you want your body to last, you have to treat it right.
Their children's classes include creative movement, modern dance for kids,
ballet, jazz, tap, children's hip hop. We have a youth company that's a performing group as well.
Actually, two youth companies, both of which do quite a bit of outreach in the community. Olgis has a special connection to the kids' program at Windfall. After taking about 12 years off from dance to start a career and raise a family, she had an idea.
And then when my daughter was at the age where she was ready to start dance classes, I reached one of those little crossroad places where I went, do I want to say I'm never going to dance again, or am I going to dance? So I looked for a place that I thought would be open to the concept of mother-daughter.
She found Windfall and has been dancing with them for 15 years now. So what does it take to be a dancer? Well, we all have that image of a dancer in our minds. But one of the points Windfall hopes to get across is that dance takes all comers.
If people have the rail-thin ballerina image in their minds, they're going to be thinking, oh, they never eat or they don't eat right or, you know. So that's the thing that dancers struggle with. We're pretty proud of ourselves because we're not about how big, small, stretched out, can you lift your leg up to your ear. We're about doing the best that you can do using good technique that's safe for your body. We've had several adults come and say, you know, I always wanted to take ballet, but my mom said I was too clumsy. My dad said my feet were too flat, you know. And so it's something they've been carrying around. And then finally found us and said, okay, I'm going to do it now. And they're usually delighted to be here.
Ballet or tap, hip hop, or even belly dancing. Windfall offers a number of options for exploring creative movement, whether you've danced your whole life or you're trying it out for the first time. Or, if you're like Olgis, dance is a necessity for your life.
Those of us who dance beyond high school are doing it because it fills a need. For me, dance is a sanctuary. It's a place where you don't carry all your other burdens. And I think it's because you not only have to hang on to the choreography or whatever in your brain, but then you also have to translate that into the movement in your body.
What's the one thing that you hope every dancer takes with them when they leave a rehearsal here? When they walk out of your front doors and back to their everyday life, what do you hope they take with them?
Satisfaction and some joy.
The next performance by the Windfall Dancers will be on April 23rd and April 24th at the Rose Fire Bay at the John Waldron Arts Center. It's a show called Reduce, Reuse, Redance. The company collaborated with children from University and Highland Park Elementary Schools to develop choreography based around themes of recycling. In some dances, in fact, they're even utilizing recycled items. Find out more about Windfall and see photos of the dancers in action on our website, wfiu.org/arts.